See, you always on my heel. Shut up.
That's my job.
It's hard. This is Set the Bar on Pie Eye Media. Y'all know who it is, man. It's the boy, Mr. Watch Your What? Watch Your Tone. Okay, okay. And you got the boy, Barney Moore, a.k.a. Mr. B.
Mr. B. Hey, hey.
Big Web in the house, okay. You know what I'm saying? Big Web joining us on Set the Bar. He trying to learn a little something. Trying to learn a little something, something from Mr. B over here.
Yeah, so, hey, it's Web, a.k.a.
I ain't got no names for the Set the Bar.
Oh, he ain't got, he ain't got no Set the Bar AKAs?
AKA Big Stack of them.
Hey! AKA Bankroll. AKA Get Your Money Right. AKA
That's all it takes.
Invest.
Yeah, just get him started.
Look, right, you know what I'm saying? We here, man. Another episode of Set the Bar. And, man, let's just dive right into it. It's been a lot of things that we have missed over this last few weeks or whatever.
No doubt.
But Barney, man, it's money move. Who's money made move. The big money move, man?
Okay. I always say we got to talk about our boy Elon Musk.
Oh, here we all go. Right.
Everybody think, you know, he's a genius or a crazy man. It don't matter.
A little bit of both.
I always like to talk about him. He hosted Saturday Night Live. Everybody know about that. But the big thing was his net worth went down $20 billion from the negative reaction from watching. People watching him on Saturday Night Live.
Well, you said 20 million.
20 right? billion.
What?
With a B. Here's the crazy thing. He lost 20 billion, but he's still the third richest man in America.
Oh. So crazy.
Can I have that 20 billion?
Yes, it's amazing. But the real thing I want to tell y'all, the most important thing he did was he said on live TV that Dogecoin and all that was a hustle. He said it was a hustle, which, as you know, caused a steep and drastic fall in cryptocurrency prices.
What do you mean, man?
I always tell you, right now, if you can't give me a reason why something is valued as something, I'm suspicious. And that's why he's saying it's a hustle.
But
there's athletes out there that got their I'm finna say,
did KD just come up a guap? Like,
here's the thing, if you can throw $10 million at something like that, and it ain't gonna hurt you, then you might make some money, but that ain't everybody else. So if you're gonna throw your life savings into something, let's just do something a little more stable.
I did just buy some Dogecoin too recently.
Nothing wrong with it.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with it?
No, if you wanna take the risk, go ahead. And you might get lucky and make some money, but odds are against it.
Huh.
What's the percentage? What's the odds?
I don't know. I don't know the odds, but I would just say, you know, if you don't understand something completely,
right,
don't put your money behind it. That's just, that's one of those things, and I don't think anyone really understands.
Because I'd be scared, like when the whole cryptocurrency thing was going on, I'm like, man, everybody talking about
it. With GameStop and stuff, yeah.
I'm like, let me hop on it, but I'm like, I only know what I be hearing, so I don't, like, nah, I'm just going to pass on that boat.
Human nature, we worry about missing opportunities more than we do about thinking sensibly. We don't worry about losing money. We don't worry about making money. We worry more about missing an opportunity. Like, let me in on it. Let me in on it.
Right.
How many times you tell somebody something is working for you, whether it's investments or just in your life, and they ask me, Tone, tell me about that. How do you do that? Knowing they're not going to do it. People are so worried about missing out on something that they don't have that they'll jump into Bitcoin and the things they don't understand. And it's never good. It's never a good thing if you don't understand what you put your money in.
I mean, I know these last few episodes. I mean, we definitely had our boy Alejandro on. Yep. You know, shout out to Alejandro. Definitely had him on. He got to help discuss and teach us a little bit about cryptocurrency. But, like, we've been trying to learn so much about this. I don't think there's ever going to be a point where you're, like, this is just my opinion, that you're going to be able to actually understand this. I think it's forever changing.
I agree. But if you ask someone just anyone today, I want you to ask two people, how do cryptocurrencies work? Ask them that. I bet you can't get anyone to give an answer. You can ask 10 people today.
I was just sitting there thinking, like, can I spend it if I invest in it? Like, can I go to a gas station and be like, I got some crypto coins?
Hey,
cannot spend it. Yeah.
not right now, but I did hear that. It's coming. Is it Mark Cuban? Is that he's trying to say that you can use crypto to get into games?
Yeah,
or?
It will eventually become, but this guy get regulated, and right now the whole draw of it is that it's unregulated. There it's a 24-hour marketplace
because it's ran by the mob.
Are they just making it, like, selling? So, like, Nas, for example, he came up like $100
million. Yep, Nas came up.
Is that because he sold it at yes. when it was peaking?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, you buy low, sell high. That's how
the thing is, money. Though, the challenging part is that it's a 24-hour market.
Yep.
Yeah, so I could be asleep, and then, you know what I'm saying, come up a few hundred thousand while, you know what I'm saying? But by the time I wake up, I could be it could be gone, you know what I'm saying?
Like, underwater.
Right, right. Yeah.
No, no doubt. But that's one thing. That's the problem with it. But don't get me wrong. It is going to be the future.
Right.
I just don't know how it's going to fit in.
I know, man. I don't know. I'm scared of it. I've been trying to learn from you, B. But, you know, now that you got me already, I done put some money in this Doge. So, now I need to take it out because I can't really pay attention to it all the time.
I was going
to
say, you got to be able to pay attention to it. You can't do this. It's not off the side of your desk.
Right,
like
right.
That works.
So
yeah.
that needs to be like your Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Nah, it probably needs to be used more than Facebook, I feel.
As much as you use Facebook?
Yeah, man.
Here's what I would say, though, is that would you go buy a car, a used car from somebody without ever test driving?
Nah.
Without looking at the accident history?
Nah.
Carfax.
Right.
Yeah, right.
That's what you're doing with these digital currencies. You don't know anything about it. You don't know anything about where it's from. You don't even know who invented some of it. It's like...
And that's the biggest problem because there's so many out there. Like, yeah. How do you know which one to attack? How do you know?
How do you know if somebody's scamming you or not?
That's it. During the Saturday Night Live episode with Elon Musk, it was $2.5 million was lost to scammers impersonating on Twitter, online, saying that they were Elon Musk's company and they were investing in cryptocurrencies. Hmm. People were sending them money, trying to get rich quick.
Hmm.
Hey, you know what? Long money.
Right. Scared money don't make no money, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Crypto or stock? That's our next segment right now, man. We're going into crypto or stock. But instead of actually, you know what I'm saying, embarking in just that, what we going to jump into is inflations.
So I get a lot of questions, though. Like, what is inflation?
Yep.
I hear about it on the news all the time. So I just wanted to say a quick one. It's easy. You know, I'm going to do just, this is a basic explanation, though. It's, you know, it incurs when prices increase. And the purchasing power of your money decreases. Okay? And so what I tell everybody is a good example.
Wait, say that once more.
Inflation occurs when prices rise,
uh-huh.
which decreases your purchasing power.
Okay.
Okay? So I'll give you an example. In 1980, like average cost to go to a movie was $2. Okay?
What?
So if you had a...
1980.
It's $2 to go to a movie. So let's say if you had $10 in 1980, you kept that $10 from 1980, put it in a box, and then took it out today. Nothing, that $10 has not changed.
Right.
But if you go to the movie now, it's $10 to get in the movie. So that $10, even though that $10 itself has not changed since 1980, it now buys two less movie tickets than it would have 20 years ago. You see what I'm saying? So that's inflation. The cost of the movie hasn't changed. The $10 bill has not changed. But what that $10 buys has gone down, has changed. That's inflation.
Yeah. Huh.
And here's the crazy thing about inflation. Like right now you think gas is expensive because you always see things that are like, oh, it's 25 cents a gallon. You know that actually back then that was a higher cost than what we're paying now.
Really?
Paying $3. Yeah. That's a good example of inflation actually right there, Webb. That's it right there. That 25 cent when you compare it to how much it costs to buy a car, how much it costs to fill your car up compared to now, and you do that using inflation. It's a whole different value now. And that's why I said people right now, it's not too bad. Gas isn't that expensive.
If you right,
think
right.
about it.
Mm-hmm. If you're from the 19 wins.
Yes, from the 1900s. But so that's why I say, you know, inflation is good and bad.
Right.
But one of the things that happen is when there's too much cash in an economy, right now we have too much because of the pandemic. Pandemic created people staying at home, not spending money. People stacked up money. Companies stacked up money.
Uh-huh.
They were paying rent on buildings. So, like, right now, this is a prime time for inflation to maybe happen. So,
I was going to say, is that what causes inflation, I guess?
There's a lot of causes. I mean, just some from economic policies to the Fed rate and all interest rates, things like that. But mainly, it's really just because when there's just more cash. The amount of cash increases to the point where now... that money is devalued and it's not going to buy as much. And so it's tough, you know, it's just basically it causes inflation. When the total money in an economy, the money supply increases too rapidly, the quality of the money the value of the currency goes down. That's inflation.
So basically, these
cash. Mm-hmm. Kohar
so,
cash.
So basically, these what they call them that they was giving us?
The stimmies.
So the stimmies hurt us more than helped us.
And yes, they needed to. It was necessary, but it's going to be one of the causes of a little short term inflation spike. It is. It's going to be part of it contributing.
I still got my stimmy. They can have it back if that's the case.
No, I mean, I thought like, okay, because I'm kind of confused mm-hmm. as far as like, I thought the stimmies would have helped in that sense. Or
but
no.
It's creating more cash for us to either sit on. Or, so like
okay.
So now more money is going to need to be paid to get goods, because if you notice, like Webb was just talking about tennis shoes during the break. Look how much during the pandemic the price of tennis shoes is going up. And it's not because of the tennis shoes change. It's just now people
money.
Got it, there's more money, so now
so the price okay,
it buys
okay.
less.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
See.
Okay.
It's a complicated thought, but if you think about it, it's pretty simple, straightforward. How inflation, you know.
Man, B. Oh.
He just really broke that down.
Right. He just broke that down, man. Inflation.
And again, this is a big, I'm giving a very simplified explanation, but that's the basis. So if you like dig into it a little bit more.
Good question. So, so obviously we're facing a time where we're about to go through inflation. How long do you say that will last?
I think we're going to have a short-term spike this year. I think it'll be, you know, 3 to 6. I would say probably maybe 6 months we'll see a little spike in inflation.
And this is just his guess, guys.
It's just my guess.
It's just his guess.
And then I think we'll see some correction, and it should taper off a little bit. But there's also a good possibility that the next 18 months will be a little bit, we'll see a lot of inflation.
I know for like after June 1st, mm-hmm. the bars are going to make some money.
It's going to be
amazing. Because, yeah, everything's opening back
but then,
up.
But then you got amazing. Everybody that's going to want to kick it, hang out. But then, like he said, that's going to be an opportunity for them to raise their prices and drinks. Because you're going to pay it because you're out.
Right.
And you're going to want to be out because we out at mm-hmm. capacity, no masks, all that. So that's going to be a perfect time for the owners them to make back some of their money. Right?
Exactly. Because when do prices always go up? When they got you. Once they got you, they know that you want something, prices start creeping up.
You know, the crazy thing is, I know you mentioned the stimmies, but the stimmies are still coming every mm-hmm. month mm-hmm. to parents.
Yeah.
Did y'all know that?
Yes, I did.
I'm not a kid. Yeah. I mean, I don't have kids.
I thought you had two of them.
I think.
What?
Oh.
What?
I wish that
watch your what?
Watch your mouth.
Watch your mouth. But yeah, but so how do y'all feel about the stimulus? Do you think it's good or bad? For people to keep getting this money coming in.
The thing is, okay, when they said they was gonna stop mm-hmm. having to pay rent, the thing was, my question was, are you gonna eventually make them pay it back, or is it just gonna be washed?
Right.
Because if it's washed, you don't need no stimmy.
Right. You don't need a stimmy.
But if you're gonna make, if I'm gonna eventually have to pay it,
then you need.
Then you need it.
Exactly.
And the thing is, like, I think there's this idea that a lot of people are just taking that money and not, like, for those who are out of work right now, why would I go to work if I'm getting a weekly check from the government?
That's more than what I made.
That's more than what, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, some people are, you know what I'm saying, taking advantage of that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And,
but everybody takes advantage. That's the human nature.
That's right.
You know, people take advantage of our kindness every day. And this is an example of people taking advantage of our kindness, you know, because we all voted, like, nobody has a problem with it. But at the same time, I understand. If you're making more money sitting at home, why not sit at home?
Some people have never even seen this amount of money, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or never made mm-hmm. this amount of money in a year, like, let alone their life, you know what I mean?
I mean, so, I was fortunate not to continue to work through the pandemic. So,
same.
You know, I could see how it would benefit others that wasn't working, but, like, I don't know, like, because eventually it's going to come back and bite me in the butt still because, I got the stimmy, but I wasn't getting the extra money from employment.
Right.
I didn't get the food stamps where they gave extra money for having kids because I don't have kids.
Right.
So I really didn't benefit from the government aid except the stimmies that came out.
Right.
So, but after having this talk with you, it sounds like it's going to hurt people like me more than it's going to help.
When you borrow from Peter to pay Paul, at some point you still gotta get that money's coming from somewhere. It's gonna come from all of us paying taxes a little bit more. And I'm okay with that as long as the higher income people in the millions and millions of dollars, as long as they're taxed the same as we are, mm-hmm. I'm okay with it.
I just want to be able to show progression as yeah. people. You know what I'm saying?
And just
and if this will help us, you know, move that marker that mm-hmm. close, you know what I'm saying, that much closer, then I'm not mad at people who took advantage of the opportunity.
I'm not either. It was, and I would tell you this, it was good. It was good. This was one of the few times where the government just said, hey, we're just going to try to help people.
Right.
There was no plan behind it. Maybe that's a criticism too, but I'm just glad the money came out there because there's people hurting.
Right.
And we all know people who is in that service industry. They depend on bartending or waitressing for their livelihood, mm-hmm. right. rent. They needed that money, so I was glad that it came out. I'm glad it came out.
And that's a good segue for the Set the Bar Spotlight, man. We're going to go ahead and give a shout-out to a few of our favorite bars, man. You know, let's go ahead and shout them out. I'm going to start off with mine, you know what I'm saying? Shout-out to Loaded Slate, man. Make sure y'all check out Loaded Slate. Fire brunch on Saturdays. Make sure y'all go check that out. You know what I'm saying? Set the Bar was filmed and still will be filmed at Lotus Slate on Saturdays.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. They were the genesis of this. Yeah, show.
Most definitely.
You know, I'm going to shout out to Mojo MKE. It's a couple friends of me and Tones. They got a bar going there. They starting out in the middle of a pandemic. So much love to what they're doing. They're working hard. I got one more. My guy outside of Gypsy Taco, outside of Boone and Crockett, Chef Mitch, he doing it, man. The food is tight.
Shout out, Chef.
Yeah, the price is right. Everybody go down there and say that. And you can sit outside right down by the lake. It's great.
Well, hit us with a, you know what I'm saying, black-owned restaurant, my brother. Brownstone, bro. I thought you was going to hit him with the Brownstone.
Brownstone.
How many times did I shout out Brownstone?
Keep shouting them out, bro.
Man, hey.
Keep them.
Shout out Brownstone.
Brownstone.
Social Lounge, man. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Definitely huge shout out to them. If y'all haven't been there, man, they got a fire.
Chicken Alfredo.
Flatbread.
Yes, sir.
Y'all gotta check that out, man.
Best advice Tony ever gave me was go try that.
I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man.
I put him on.
Look at that.
It is what it is. But hey, there y'all have it, man. That Set the Bar right here on Pion Media, and y'all just been put on notice.
Yo.
Get it.